So this is going to be a little bit panel style. Well, it is going to be interview panel style, not a little bit. And so I just have some questions for you guys, and then, yeah, we'll just have a conversation. So introduce yourself, tell us where you're from, and then what it means to be family in your community. So what that specifically means for you guys as a church.
Sure. Hey, I'm Dustin.
And startled me. Hey, I'm Dustin. I'm from Canton. And so for us at Radial, really, it's this idea of doing life together, that we share life together. We're just telling a story to Tim and Britt a bit ago. We were at a church talking about this and all that God's been doing. And there was another church that invited us to join them. And they were like, what do you guys do? How are you doing this? We're like, we just share life together. They're like, yeah, but like, what do you do? We're like, yeah, we do life together. Like, I'm trying to think of every way I can say it. And they're like, well, where's your manual at? Like, how do you, like, where's the book for that? And like, there's the Bible, but you know, like, and finally, like, I said it again, and it finally sank in, and this lady stepped back. She's like, it seems like you're a cult. You guys are a commune or something like that? And we didn't really, like, argue with that. We're just like, yeah, that's all right. So it's really living that life that you're so close together, or it just looks weird to everyone else.
Diddle what he said. Yeah, my name's Gino. I'm from the same place, the Radial. And yeah, I think at the core of our identity as a community is community. Like, we just want to live life with each other, and we want to be able to call the Jesuses that are within us, like, out. Like, we want to cultivate that. We want to encourage people to do the things that they dream to do, to pursue those things that God has put in them.
I feel like we should, like, clap or something. I don't know. My name is Tim Barenshear. I've met some of you at other places, different contexts, but my wife and I, we pastor a church in Columbus called Watershed Church of Columbus, which a lot of the imagery you guys use, we also use. We've got to there for, like, the metaphors differently, maybe for different reasons, but we have wells, which are our house church communities, and you guys are the well, and you do, like, a leadership thing called Watershed, and that's the name of our church. So it's also the name of a distillery too. So that's I don't know. There's something cool in that too. Yeah, I mean, our heart. Sorry. Yeah, our heart is just to run. Okay, my wife's gonna talk here in a second. We'll get back to me.
I'm Brittany. I don't know what he was gonna say, but what I was gonna say is. I feel like we're all using, like, the same language in the video and what they said, and someone said in prayer before tonight, just using the word as, like, redefining family, and we like to say, like, re-familying people, like, I feel like that's, like, one thing we get to do. Like, I feel like a lot of us come from broken families or dysfunctional families, and so we get to step into what it feels like to be in a healthy family and to be each other's family, including, like, the crazy uncles, and we have all that too, but we love them.
No, we're good.
Okay.
My name's Mallory. Woo! Nice to meet you all. If you're here and you're not familiar with The Well, we are a movement of Jesus Christ here on the campus of Ashland University, and we are really passionate about trying to provide spaces for people to interact with the living God. You know, we really believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, and so we're just trying to channel, basically, the power of the Holy Spirit into people's lives and experiencing that ourselves as well. And family can be a tricky word, right? That can boot up all kinds of things, positive and negative, but it's kind of the redemption idea of that, like what God originally intended, and having people that you're connected with that are safe people, but also people who challenge you. Yes, so we want to be a place where you feel accepted exactly as you are and are completely accepted, but also encouraged to get to know God better and become more like Jesus. So we always say, like, if you want to come and just kind of hang out and check things out, that's fine, but there's also, like, a kind of deeper community commitment available to you if you want it. And what that means is so many things in college are convenience-based. Like, we're friends with the people who happen to have the same hour break during classes and we go to lunch together, or we live on the same floor. And all of those things are good. So if you're here sitting with your roommate, that's awesome. But there is a greater opportunity to really invest in people in addition to what's convenient, and really just be intentional and be for each other and committed in a way that says, like, we're going to see through a little bit of life together, and life does a lot of this, and we're going to be in it together. So that's what family means here at The Well.
That's me. I get two mics. That's exciting. So our next question for you guys is, we use the word go in the title of what we're doing, and it's very, like, Christianese to talk about being sent, but what does it actually mean for your communities to be sent? Like, very tangibly, you were sent to Canton, you were sent to Columbus, and we were sent to this campus here on Ashland University. So what does that mean for you specifically?
Sure. I think it attaches to that whole ethos of family. Like, when we're in a family, there's a sense that we inherit the things our parents have, both, like, tangible, sort of, like, you know, like, my dad has this, like, crappy Corvette, and when he dies, like, I get to inherit the Corvette, you know? And so there's also the sense, though, that, like, I think, it, like, as a side note, like, a lot of times as believers, we walk as though we don't inherit the things that God has for us. Like, we have full access to the things of his house because he's the Father, and all things we have access to. But with that, like, God, we, like, in our actual biological lives, whether we like it or not, we inherit the DNA of our parents. And God in his very DNA is the sent and sending God, right? Like, in the beginning, he sent his word out into the chaos and brought creation and order out of that. He breathed his spirit into the dirt and brought life out of it. When that dirt became human and rebelled, like, and was, you know, kind of kicked out of the garden, God chased after them, and God continually sent his people. And so it's like in our DNA, like, we can't even help it. I think for us, it's connecting those points of, like what Gina was saying, like, to identify the Jesus that's within people and connect the dots to our own community, both looking at the strengths that are there and the needs that are there. It's connecting passions, giftings with our community's needs. It's vocation and location, that intersection there.
Again, ditto. Yeah, I think that, like, at our DNA and at who we are, and our passions and, you know, our giftings and the needs in our community, like, that's kind of who we are. And when that is found and then lived out, like, the kingdom just happens. Mm. And so, like, we try to, in that context, pull out, like, who people really are. Like, connect, okay, what are your passions? What are you passionate about? Like, what do you love? Like, what are the things that are giftings for you? And once we identify that, and then we identify the need in the community, then we're like, okay, you go ahead and you live that out. And when people live that out, like, the kingdom just organically happens. Yeah,
that's good. When I when we first started the church, I mean, it's kind of been an evolution, somewhat of a process for us, because I think when we first started, we thought it was going to look one way, and we were very careful in the language that we used, and we stayed away from certain language, like missional, or, you know, we tried to stay away from certain language because we wanted to adopt a different mindset. And the mindset that we wanted to adopt was, like, we wanted to be obsessed with the presence of God. Like, because when we look at the scriptures, like, we see the children of Israel, right? They're camping with the presence as the presence moves. You know, it's like, so whether it's a pillar of fire or, like, a cloud at night or a cloud by day, like, when the cloud moves, the people move. But then as we've evolved and our mindsets have shifted, I've realized that I was putting on our church what the family environment that I grew up in. So the family environment I grew up in, if a visitor came to our house, we would hide behind the couch, because we didn't want people to come over. And I realized, like, that's probably dysfunctional, right? And so I thought, well, that's not healthy for a church. And we actually did get a little bit insular for a time. And we started just to gather around people that we really liked. And then one of the other things that's really interesting in Scripture, there's two times in the book of Matthew that you see Jesus talk about his presence. He says, when two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst, which I think is a great metaphor for family. But there's also another time in Matthew where he says that whatever you do to the least of me, these, you've done unto me. And so a big part of our DNA has been trying to figure out, like, oh my, Jesus is actually in the community. He's with the broken. And so we see that, like, that pillar of fire, you know, is, like, it is going to the needs that exist within our city. And we feel like the expression that God has given us is just, like, you know, just to take a posture of radical generosity. But we're still trying to figure that out. Like, the last couple years are like, okay, or the last year and a half, or even last, well, last, let me get the timeline right, okay? All right? The last 6 months, we've really said, okay, God, like, what does this look like for us? And we've been taking some major risks, but it's fun because it's an experiment. Like they said in the video, like, there's really no rules on this thing, so we're trying to figure out what family and going does look like for us. So, anyways.
I don't know. No. I think just tangibly, like Tim said, generosity. Like, for some reason, I feel like small businesses in the city of Columbus has kind of, like, been highlighted to our group for some reason. And so we, one of the guys in our crew has created these business bombs, he calls them, where we save up all our money and we target like a mom and pop shop. And if it's, we all commit to shop there for a whole week and just raise their sales and they don't know why. Or if we go in and have lunch and then tip the waitress like $1,000, or go into a coffee shop and pay for everyone's coffee for 2 hours, like however much that means. Like, I feel like something about like the businesses has just kind of been like, been marking us for some reason. It's been cool.
I'm just so glad to know you guys. Aren't they awesome? Everything they're saying, I'm like, yeah, that is really good. I'm just encouraged, right? Because part of the theme we're hearing tonight is that participating in what God is doing looks like a lot of different things. And I want us here at The Well to have the freedom to know that and to walk in that as well. So we try to encourage you that things can be very unique, right? So what kind of things are you passionate about, and what does it look like to offer that to the people around you? We do believe we're all specifically here for a reason, right? Like, you're a student at Ashton University, and there's a purpose that God has for your specific placement here for the time that you're here. So kind of this idea of being called for a specific purpose for this time. And so we come together on Thursday nights and in small groups and in one-on-one conversations, and we talk about what is God doing and how can we offer the presence of God to people in very practical ways, just in praying for them or in conversations or, and providing lots of opportunities on this campus for people to engage with God. So it looks different. Like, is Hope here? I don't know if she made it tonight. She bakes things because she wants people to feel loved. They're so good. I feel so loved by God because of the ministry of Hope. So we have folks who specifically want to encourage. We have folks who want to create spaces where you can worship and feel comfortable. We have folks who want to lead small groups. We have folks that want to, like, help freshmen get used to life here because it's a big transition. So it's really, like, whatever you're wired for and whatever you're passionate about, we release each other to do that on this campus, and we do it together. So we're constantly telling stories of, like, this is what God's doing in us and through us on campus. So, but I think it's encouraging for us to know that God working here looks different in our lives, and it looks different, but it looks also amazing, right? It looks like the kingdom, and it looks like new life for people in all of these different expressions.
So I'm just like overwhelmed with excitement hearing about all your communities, and that's real. I'm just amazed at the faithfulness of the Lord in these places. So we've talked about family, we've talked about being sent, but like, what does it mean for our three communities to be sent together? So we're from very different places in Ohio. We're from like different, this is the middle of nowhere, Ohio, and some of you are in cities, like the other two are in cities. So what does it look like for our specific communities to be sent together and like form a family when we're not together daily?
Yeah. So I think intentionality on purpose with regularity. I think those are the two things that come together. Like, we already have had this relationship, and what's amazing is like Watershed and The Well have had this relationship, and actually we met Ren here in Ashland, so there's this hub here that I think we just want to keep pressing into that. But like that we even encourage each other, because I think that what is the missional thing look like? You know, like what is my mission? Was like, you know, like first of all, like God always calls us. His mission is never to a thing, it's always to a people. So like who's your people? Like Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd, my sheep know my voice. Like, who knows your voice? Like and simply asking that question. And the second question is just, it's answering the, what would it look like for the kingdom? What would it look like if Ashland or their section of Columbus or our neighbor in Canton, like, what would it look like if that looked like the kingdom of God? You know, like, and answering that question there, what would it take for that to look like the kingdom of God? And then we just jump in there. We jump in what God's doing.
Yeah. I think from really thinking about it, like, for me, like, my whole dream and, like, the thing that I want for my life, and I feel like the desire that burns within me is to see the body of Christ, like, united and put together, because I feel like there are things that happen within the different communities that offer different things to the kingdom, and we all need each other. And so, like, for us, like, yeah, we have our radio community, but, like, the radio community, I always use this analogy, so if you've probably seen it before, it's okay. Like, radio is just a hand, and so, like, it can be a great hand, but, like, if it's not connected to an arm, then we lose function in the body. And so, like, we want to be connected with each other. We want to have relationships with each other, and not just on paper. Not just like, okay, radio and Watershed and The Well are connected, but we want to have faces behind those relationships, and we want to be connected, and we want to be invested in each other's lives, and we want to know you. And you're probably not going to know everybody, at least not at first, but as these things start to happen, and as you might just got it like that, all right, but whatever. But as we spend time together, like, relationships happen organically when there is intimacy and there is vulnerability and there is, but in order for those things to happen, then there has to be space for those things. So I think it's just creating the space to where we can relate with each other. I'm using my hands a lot. But yeah, just creating the space to where we can relate to each other, and in that relation, treating each other like how Paul said to Timothy, like, you know, treat the women like your sisters, and treat, you know, the mothers like your mothers, and like having that relation, that type of relationship with each other. Like, you know, like, I have a whole bunch of little sisters in this little section that I don't even know yet, but I want to get to know you. And I got some brothers over in this section. It's your black brother from the other mother. But trying to get those relationships and trying to build on those relationships and spending time with each other, I think.
Yeah. I think that when my thought is, like, I think that when you're pioneering something that's unique, it's hard because you can easily feel lonely in the process. Like, even as a team, like, we can feel very lonely trying to figure out, like, charting new ground. I mean, really what we're doing and what you guys are doing and what we're all doing together is we're unlearning the rules that were placed on us from a generation or two generations or hundreds of generations past. You know what I mean? Like, so in that unlearning process, like, it takes some courage, I think, and it takes a group of people to share stories and to learn to celebrate with each other. Because one of the things that, as we begin to celebrate, like, stories are going to begin to emerge about the goodness of God. Because there's something that happens when we celebrate together. Like, it's like our faith begins to rise in ways that it never did before. And we're going to see signs and wonders break out in this group. And we're going to hear stories of people getting healed. And we're going to hear stories of, like, student loan debts paid off. Maybe not. I don't know. Some of you guys want it, some of you don't. That's fine. No, but we're going to hear these stories, and it's going to inspire us to, like, pass it on. You know, the generosity of God poured out on us, poured out on others. And so, so I think for us, like, the best thing that we get out of this is that we get to like, hear what God's doing in other communities. And as a source of, like, energy for us, like, you know, as a source of nourishment. So that's what I'm the most excited about in this partnership.
Yeah. I'm thinking, like, the same thing of, like, where, like, our breakthrough is, like, now your breakthrough, and we get to pass on, like, the things that we've, like, found, not success would be the, like, healing, or just the things that we've, yeah, come to know freedom through, like, now we get to, like, pass on to you, and same the other way around. Like, I'm excited to learn from each other and just, like, breathe life into each other's communities.
I really have always been impacted by the image in scripture about the body of Christ, right, and how we're interdependent, kind of what Gina was sharing, as far as, like, we're not meant to do life on our own. Isn't that good news for us? Praise God, we're not meant to do it on our own. And so we talk about that sometimes here at The Well and what it means for us to kind of walk through life together. But also, we here at The Well are not meant to do life on our own, you know? It's not just our singular community doing one thing. We are also meant to be interconnected to the larger community and what God's doing, and this is such a great opportunity for us to do that. So we've talked about this before, about how it's kind of easy to get stuck in a bubble around here, you know? We just kind of do classes, and you follow your schedule, and you keep your head down because that's what you have to do when you're a student and you're very busy. But it's important sometimes, right, to kind of look up and see there's a lot more going on out there. And so these are going to be some specific opportunities for us to see what God is doing in Columbus and Canton specifically, and then also through some of the other folks that will be joining as well, you know, in their communities that we heard a little bit about in the video. So I think that that's exciting. I think practically what that will look like is just like what you guys shared already. I think that we'll have more opportunities to hang out. So you'll be hearing things about like, hey, this is going on in Canton and this is going on in Columbus, or our friends are going to be in town. Like, there are spaces for us where we can hang out and just be better friends and hear the stories of what God is doing. And we're going to be kind of intentional with communication. So we're going to be telling our stories to each other, like what's happening here in Ashland and what's happening in Columbus and what's happening in Canton. So I think that there are a lot of exciting things ahead of us, a lot of exciting things to come. And I'm so thankful that we get to be on our journey with these particular communities and these people. So you may have noticed it's not necessarily a typical Thursday night well. So that's kind of on purpose. It's supposed to feel a little bit more like just kind of get to know who we are and have a little bit of time to hang out together. So I think that it would be really awesome if we could pray for our communities. I don't really know a way to do this other than to go down the line. I'm kind of stuck in the model now. So I don't know if you guys want to pray for Watershed. You guys want to pray for us? We'll pray for you guys.
Awesome. Oh, God, thank you so much for just our brothers and sisters, our friends at Watershed, that, God, we share the same DNA because we share the same Savior. And that sense of family means that we're there for each other, that we love one another, that we support one another. So God, just that same comment that in their neighborhood, in their communities in Columbus, God, we would ask that through them, through their abiding in you, Jesus, that your kingdom would be a tangible reality there. That when people want to know, well, what's this kingdom of God thing, they would look to the Watershed community. That they would see their faces. They would know their names. And God, I just really ask that you'd send them into a really sweet season now of having pinch me moments. Those moments are like, pinch me, this can't be real. This can't be happening. This is so amazing. This is so good. You're too much for us, God, that there would just be a season of pinch me moments, Lord Jesus.
Just want to get our hands on all of you guys. Jesus, we just pray for The Well. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry that, man, just what it's produced over the years, the fruit that has come from it, and God, we just honor the leaders, and we just speak life into them, Lord, and encouragement. God, I pray that your anointing and your spirit will just bubble up from the inside of our bellies, that we can just experience you, God, just in really tangible ways, that you say where your spirit is, there's freedom. And so, Lord, we just speak freedom over this space, freedom over this campus, freedom over our leaders, freedom over the student body.
Amen. Yeah, God, I am just so honored to have these folks from Radial as friends, and I thank you that so much when they're talking about what's happening, I think that really sounds like Jesus, or that really looks like what God says his kingdom looks like, and I think that's exciting. So I just pray encouragement for them. I pray just a momentum behind the vision that you've given them for Canton and for specific people. And yeah, so I just pray that obstacles will be removed in your name. And yeah, there will just be a building momentum behind the things that you're doing. I thank you for all the people who have been impacted already and how it's just this kind of growing community of people who want to love other people really well and really authentically and powerfully. So yeah, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're behind all of that. We pray a greater release of your spirit in Canton to move, empower, and continue to bring kingdom restoration and realities, in those places. So again, we just thank you, God, for your goodness and everything that you're doing. And we give you all the glory. We thank you for using us. It's really fun to be a part of what you're doing in the world. We thank you in Jesus' name.